Yeah, we're going to go right to Coach Brian Upton. He's thinking the way I am because once he knows, we've been here before, once that band gets warmed up.
I know.
Yeah, so you're smart on it. Not the smoothest game the girls have ever played, but they took care of their business overall as we kind of shift gears here. If you missed the game earlier, Trenton won it. I think it was 57-20. How do you feel like the girls played?
Well, it was almost an identical score we had over Galvin. So, you know, as far as that goes, I think the outcome was pretty much the same. We weren't quite as sharp, hit some outside shots early. Our defense was every bit as good. I think we gave up 19 points the game before, and I don't know if it was 20 or 22 tonight. So, you know, defensively, which is, you know, that's one of the things that doesn't take the night off generally.
Right.
It's about effort and attitude. And we did enough. I mean, Galton did a nice job early on. They were really patient in their offense. They were trying to run 30 or 45 seconds off before they got a shot. And, you know, we just wore them down over time.
To me, the last couple of games, when you go inside to Macy Moore, when you go inside outside, boy, it really makes your offense click because then they have to worry about Macy, and that opens things up on the perimeter. And if they start looking at the perimeter, boy, Macy can just dominate down there.
Well, a lot of it's going to be dictated by what the other team's trying to accomplish. You know, we've run across some teams that would allow us to get the ball inside, and then they start collapsing in there. The outside opens up. I mean, tonight, to be honest with you, we probably could have shot an open three about every possession. We didn't, but we shot a lot of them. It felt like we shot a lot of them. I'll put that away. But, you know, it kind of worked its way around. You know, it was, again, it probably wasn't as smooth as it normally is, but the result was the same. You know, I haven't had a chance to look at the shooting percentages and stuff like that. But, you know, we probably still shot over 40% from the field, which is pretty good for a high school girls team.
You're pretty potent on the fast break, and I know some of that is, you know, you're pretty confident that between Sydney and Macy and Taylor and those girls, they're going to get a rebound, and if they do, you're going to be able to leak out and get on that fast break. And obviously, you got a team that they know what to do when the ball's in transition.
Well, I think a perfect example is one. Sydney got a tough rebound, and Ainsley was coming out for an outlet. Mike is on the opposite side of the court. She sees that Sid's going to get the rebound, and she just starts sprinting. And the ball would have never touched the ground except for Micah took one little dribble to finish off the layup. She was just a little bit far away. But it was two perfectly timed passes. And really, nobody left that much early, you know. I mean, we had controlled or taken care of the rebound and went on. So it's just a fun group to watch. And these girls are special. I mean, I think we've seen this coming for a few years. And they have a good feel for each other and where they're going to be on the court. And they're just a joy to watch.
I agree with that totally. At some point, you just run out of superlatives because, and I say this at the start of every game I broadcast, when you have a team that is talented, but they're experienced, and they played with each other for years, that's pretty special. You don't get that every year.
No, you don't. And, you know, they've meld together very good, and they truly want each other to do well. I mean, you hear that a lot. These girls really get along. I'm telling you, I'm with these girls through practice, the games, times when things aren't going well, when we're conditioning or whatever it is, and they don't turn on each other. They don't get mad with each other. They encourage each other. They lift each other up, and, you know, I think that goes a long way to how we see them perform on the court is how they feel about each other.
Wasn't a bad week for Miss Tolson. She signs with William Jewell on Monday, and on Tuesday night she breaks a record of player who's pretty dominant in this gym, and Rebecca Capater from not too very far, Laura Fargo. I know she's not in individual records at all, but what a career she's had.
Oh, so far it's been great. And to be honest with you, it's not like Ainsley tries to score. You know, she's led us in assists the last 3 years as well. So this is a talented player that elevates everybody else's game just as much as she elevates her own. She finds open teammates. She scores when the opportunity. And she is so efficient. I mean, she had seven, you know, she's had plenty of games where she's had 20 or 22 or 23 points, and she shot the ball 11 times. So she's very efficient at what she does. And, you know, she makes sure she gets her teammates involved. Everybody's on the same page with her.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
Taking the microphone, putting it closer to the mouth. The band does sound good, though. I'll give them that.
The band is great.
Yeah, they do.
I love Hokie.
I saw Lafayette at City Jamboree. They didn't look real great that night. They were trying to figure out life without Trey Bird, who's a great point guard for them. They're young. They've had some games where they look pretty good. I think they'd be the first one to say that the game against Hillsborough is probably not one of them. What are you looking for when you play Lafayette later this week?
Well, we're going to play a team that's 4.5. I mean, they're big girls. They play a physical style basketball. They play man to man, but they really sag. It's almost like a zone. Whoever's out on the ball, everybody else has almost got a foot in the lane. They got a couple of nice shooters. I've had a chance to watch them a couple of times. It's one of those games that we need to come and just play our game. I think we'll be okay, but we need to not take it for granted either.
Congrats, Coach. 9-0 record. We'll see you. When is that game? Is it Saturday?
Saturday at 4:30.
I lose track. There's so many games up there at the Ketchum Center. I'm sitting there looking. I'll tell you this story, too. In the first half, I'm looking to see where Gallatin is playing. And I look and I say, okay, I guess the Lady Bulldogs aren't there. And I found the one game that the Gallatin boys are playing New Year's Eve. I look at halftime, they got five games. three and two. Two for Coach Ray's team and three for Coach Schillinger's team. We'll see you at the Ketchum Center, Coach.
All right, thanks, Tom.